Hello, everybody. Praise God. What a blessed day today. What a beautiful day it is here in California. Pray for the challenged people in the Midwest who are getting hit with snow and ice right now. Just pray that everybody's safe in Jesus' name. So, 80 years ago this month, the United States Armed Forces were in the middle of the Battle of the Bulge. Now, when you see the movies, you think it's only a 3 or 4 day battle, but this battle lasted for almost 6 weeks of hard, challenging fighting. Because Hitler kept back some of his best troops for such a defense of Germany. It was a surprise attack, with the exception of a general named George Patton, who was a man of God. Now, some of his doctrines are questioned, but he was definitely a believer. And somehow he knew in his spirit that the Germans were going to do a winter attack. And he prepared for it ahead of time. Now, what that means to you is that just as in Germany, the closer it got to Berlin, the harder the fighting was. The closer Satan gets to his end time, the harder the fighting is. And many of you have been feeling many counterattacks coming at you the last few months. But if you hear the Holy Spirit, you'll know what to do. Now, the Battle of the Bulge was fought in horrible conditions, bitter freezing cold, bad air cover, bad weather which prevented air cover for a long time until General Patton ordered the chaplain to write a prayer for good weather, which cleared the air so the Allied Air Force could help them in the battle. Had it not been for Patton's early prevention, we don't know how much longer the war could have lasted. But I was reading an article by a French soldier, and his comments were basically, whenever you're in battle, you want to be with the Americans. He said, the Americans never quit. If somebody dies, they fight harder. If their commander dies, somebody picks up and takes over. They never stop. They never quit. They push on and push on and push on. Now, for example, my godfather, who I love very much, won the Bronze Star and Purple Heart at the Battle of the Bulge. He had frostbite. Even though he was in so much pain of frostbite and so bitter cold, his actions saved between 20 and 50 men and won the Bronze Star. Because he didn't quit. We, in this church, are that same caliber. We don't quit. We've been told by Apostle Joshua that challenging times are coming. You've been told by me that I believe these challenging times are going to make World War II look like kindergarten. But we don't quit. We prepare. We prepare because we're getting ready. Now, a lot is said about how the United States won the war because their ability to produce weapons and ammunition kept us going. And that's true. We supplied our troops and our allies very, very well. But the other thing that people don't look at is how much faith the people of the United States had when we went to war. And how much people went to church and prayed for victory. And how much they prayed for protection of their soldiers and their sailors. And their faith, in my personal opinion, was even more important in their victory over both Germany and Japan, because we fought not one but two wars simultaneously. And in doing so, because we are on God's side, we have victory. And that's what's important about us today. Here at ABC Church, we are on God's side. Here at ABC Church, we are preparing for the challenges to come. And here at ABC Church, our desire is to hear God's voice continuously throughout the day, following his every move, and when he will direct us through every challenge coming upon us. Challenges are going to come. I'm sorry that that's the truth of the matter. If you were born pre-1940, you were involved in a war. It's that simple. You had no choice in the matter. Since you were born on this battlefield called Earth, you're involved in a war. You have no choice in the matter. The bottom line is that you can either quit or push on. I believe everybody listening to this message is one who's going to push on. This is about release and increase, part one. This is about we are unique in that we are properly trained and being properly trained to prepare for the end times. Now, I asked the Lord, we've been working on financial increase the last quarter, and we had some great breakthroughs, but not quite the ones that I was expecting. And the bottom line is, too many people are complacent. And now is not a time to be complacent. Now is the time to prepare. Now is time to get really ready and ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? Now, he's not going to overwork you. He's not going to make it too hard on you. But the sooner we start getting ready, the better it's going to be. Because as you know from the words you've heard here at ABC, there is going to be some challenging times. There's no escaping it. There's no denying it. Okay. I told a story the other week when I was in Guatemala, and we were in the negotiating an office location. And I woke up one day and I told the team, I said, we're going to close down the office and move it into our home. At that point in time, I didn't know how we were going to do it. I just knew in my spirit that's what we had to do. And boy, did I hear it. What? You don't have the faith that you can keep an office going? Yeah, I heard it all. I said, you know what? I heard from God. We're closing down the office and moving to our home, which we did. Amongst all the grumbling and complaining and challenges I heard, we did. The next week, we got word that two of our supporting churches had splits and were canceling their funding, and our income had been cut in half. Now, had I stood in faith because of what I wanted, we would have been in serious trouble. But because I listened to the Holy Spirit and did what He told me to do, we were fine. And that's the point of this message today. This is 2025. We are a year closer than we were last year to when Jesus returns. We're a year closer when the Antichrist takes over than we were last year at this time. It's time to listen to the Holy Spirit and get ready because the time is short. And if I'm wrong and he doesn't come, but you're still prepared, I'm okay with that. Okay? Great. So, out of ABC came a book called The Morning Miracle Book that Pastor Karen and I were honored to write, and the Global Wake 633 Prayer Movement. Now, this has been impacting many lives around the world. I want to dig deeper into this and study it to help you start getting your morning miracles yourself and to learn how to become miracle workers in your normal, everyday lifestyle. Now, it did take us some challenges. We did have to get up earlier and give up our precious sleep as a morning offering to God. But in doing so, the Holy Spirit said real concepts that gave us deeper revelation. Now, this is all in the book. And every day, the Holy Spirit still shows us great insights never realized about the Word of God, the Kingdom of God, and to prepare us for the end times. This correlates exactly with what ABC is teaching and talking about. Okay? God has given us prophecies that come to pass over many 633 years, which have been happening in our world. Now, we got people at 633 from different continents right now. It's very exciting. In fact, that last song, Holy Forever, six times when we had that song playing, Jesus showed up at the 633 meeting times. The proof is, during those times, people were instantly healed. One gentleman had had a shoulder, we couldn't lift it this high. We didn't pray for him. I said, Jesus is here, and he could move his shoulder completely. An instant miracle. As we go forward toward these challenging times, it's going to be that kind of miracles and walking with Jesus we're going to need. Now, we're getting ready to usher in the second coming of Christ. But before that is going to come the Antichrist ruling for years. And that's what we need to get through. Okay? Now, as pastor, I want to guide you to avoid making any bad decisions and learn how to hear God's voice more clearly than you've ever heard him before. Okay? I want you free of demonic influence. I want you free to know you're hearing the Holy Spirit only and follow him correctly. Okay? I desire you to be more than conquerors, utilizing your co-inheritance with Christ Jesus so you can release the past, get rid of low self-esteem, get past any hindrances and increase in God's power, growing and increasing God's anointing, which breaks every yoke of bondage in your life, increasing godly wisdom, following the Holy Spirit leading every minute of the day, inquiring of God frequently that you should do, pleases our Heavenly Father. Now, we teach people, do a USP and ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do next? Continuously throughout the day. Okay. As you increase in the groups, gifts, and fruit of the Spirit, increase in the lives of the nations, walk fully in authority of dominion, power, and wealth. And we're talking a lot about the transfer of wealth in the next few weeks. This is very important. The transfer of wealth becomes those who are ready to receive it and handle it properly. Those who do are going to be prepared better for the end times. Okay. Now, the world's facing very turbulent times. It's going to get a lot tougher. I want you to avoid struggling because of lack of knowledge of how to operate as a miracle worker. I want you to see overcoming every single challenge, being the example to your loved ones and your community, how you can help them overcome their challenges. If you don't like something in your life and community, you have the power to change it. I want you to start operating as the ambassador of Christ and God that you are called to be. Now, as we study the Morning Miracle book to help overcomers, you overcome every challenge, it's not a one-time read. It's meant to be used as the company of your Bible. It should be used whenever you face a problem to help you resolve it. We got a very nice review. Somebody bought her book and said she's gotten this book, and every time she has a problem, she goes to the book and she finds the answer. Now, this book is a small part of all the teachings of ABC, Healing School, School of Dominion, and some other things put in there. But it's a focal point to get you started. Now, after you get started, I do hope that you go on to the other schools and teachings. But let's also be aware that time is short. You utilize your time properly. So here's a starting point for you, is with the Morning Miracle book. Now, Pastor Karen and I desire to do what the Bible says, to seek God early in the morning, which the Word of God strongly recommends. It's important to set that as a confirmation to get up earlier for prayer, which changed our lives from negative to positive. Now, at a point in our lives, Pastor Karen, we're so busy, we were spiritually parched and dry. And that's when I discovered the acronym BUSY, B-U-S-Y, really means being under Satan's yoke. And most people in the United States today are being under Satan's yoke. You are so busy, you don't know where to come. You're trying to get here and there and do that. You would think with all the modern appliances that we have and the cars we have, that time would be a lot easier and freer. But it's not. Because Satan has been around this world for a long time, and he knows how to get into people. He knows they take up and occupy their time. Okay? Now, lack of prayer, being too busy, seeking first worldly things to meet our physical needs, was a challenge instead of asking God to meet our spiritual and physical needs. Years ago, when the rivers of living water inside of us were not flowing like it used to, the remedy was obeying God's word to get up early in the morning and seek God for his instructions on how to resolve God's problems and challenges. You know, we were in Guatemala. It was a lot easier to get up early and seek God. Here in the States, it's a challenge.
Why?
Well, it's more expensive here, first of all. You got to work harder just to make ends meet. There's lots of issues. Okay. Now, we had to make significant changes and prioritize spending time with God to do it God's way, not our own way. Now, recently, inflation has skyrocketed. The cost of living has soared. Seen the price of eggs this week? If you can find them. Many Christians fear and challenge the fear that they cannot meet their needs. We've achieved our goal to seek God first by getting up every single day at 6:33 a.m. to spend quality time with God, regardless of whether we get to sleep late or not. Now, this is a commitment we've made, and we do it. Okay. I was very honored that on New Year's Day, we still did it, and 18 other people showed up to meet us at 6:33 on New Year's Day. And this is a lot for the commitment of people who are really trying to do what they need to do to hear God's voice. We spend quality time with God. It's very important. Now, it was a challenge to ramp up to that. But we use God's word, saying the specific affirmations in the Miracle Morning book, especially in chapters 1 and 12, which we'll go over later. For a year and a half, we took these miracles, making concepts the Wednesday Night Overcomer service members. We saw those overcomers members have tremendous increase in victories in their lives. It was exciting to see. So the Holy Spirit told Pastor Karen and myself to co-author this book so Christians of the world could learn to receive their miracles too. Now, we're blessed that many other churches and ministries have come alongside of us. One church reads the affirmations every Sunday at church during their Sunday service. Their entire congregation repeats it without fail. They've been seeing their people's lives transformed, and we're going to do that today because one Christian can cause 1,000 of our enemy to flee, and two can cause 10,000 of our enemy to flee. When we put the whole church together, we cannot count how many demons, devils, evil spirits run from us. As a team, we take our authority using the Word of God. Okay? It exponentially increases the power of God. We have greater victories and supernaturally faster period of time. Let's dig into the more advanced teaching of 2025 to get more of the morning miracles and learn to become a miracle worker who is fearless, full of God's kind of faith, ready to face any end times challenge and overcome it. Now, I want to give you an example here. I used this the other day. You must realize how strong you are in the Word. When we talk about putting on the armor of God, okay, I'm going to go a step further. I want to bring this into modern times today. Okay. Now, let's say you're on a battlefield and there were 100,000 Roman soldiers out there in their complete body armor, the helmet, the shield, their swords, spears, or bows and arrows, whatever their weapon of choice was. And you were in a tank. Would you be afraid? I think not. There's nothing they can do to your tank. They can beat on anything all day, week, month long. They're not going to hurt that tank with what they have. Now, as you go forth, I want you to realize that when you use the Word of God properly, that's how strong you are against the enemy. There's nothing they can do against you. Okay? Now, if you open the tank lid up and let them in, you got a problem. But as long as you're inside that tank, you're inside the protection of the armor of God, we're using the Word of God, I don't care what goes on. It's not going to hurt you. So, let's go to section A. Don't quit, but press on. Press on toward the goal to win the prize. Philippians 3:14. I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward. You've all got a call on your lives or you wouldn't be here. God will help you get there if you listen to His instructions very carefully. Now, going back to my uncle who was in Patton's Third Army, I once asked, the movie Patton came out, and I said, well, what do you think about Patton? He says, I hated his guts. He says, what? He says, yeah. He was called Old Blood and Gut. It was our blood and his guts. I says, really? And he said this, he's got to follow him to hell and back. I says, why? Because he was going to get the job done. That's what I wanted, done and out of there. And that's the attitude. Okay? We're going to get this job done. We're going to get this job done for Christ because we as a unit are so strong and so unique and so special that the enemy trembles when we get up in the morning. Okay? Now, the first thing you have to do is B, release the past and move forward. Satan is very good about telling you all the mistakes of your past. Oh, you did this wrong. Oh, you did that wrong. And people dwell in unworthiness and self-unforgiveness. We can't do that anymore. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. For one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, this is Paul, and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Forget what you've done behind. Paul was a terrorist. He was a murderer. He had to say, I've done nothing wrong. Why? Because he received his full cleansing from Jesus Christ. He received it all. You need to receive it all. If you're holding on anything in your past that's holding you back, making you feel guilty about any mistakes you made, a demon made you do it. Okay? Were you wrong? Definitely. Get over it. Because you know what? All the upset, browbeating, complaining about the past doesn't change it. It's done. All you can do is go forward from here today to go forward onto your prize. Okay? Now, like to see a prophetic word for you from God for 2025, release and increase. After your release, God will increase all his blessings to you. Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make grace abound toward you that you, having all sufficiency in all things, may have abundance for every good work. Now, I'm going to repeat that again. God is able to make all grace abound towards you that you will always have all sufficiency in all things. There's no lack in there. All. Okay. Job 8:3. Though your beginning was small, your latter end would increase abundantly. Yeah, we maybe have some challenges right now. There may be some people that are still having some small beginnings. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is from this point forward, we're going to increase and grow abundantly in everything that we do. Why? Because we're on God's side. Now, D, press on towards your morning miracles. Now, the morning miracle book was written because the Holy Spirit initiated it. We didn't want to write a book. We were challenged to be tired. It was toward the end of the year, 2023, where our plates were so full. I'd become senior pastor. We were working continuously, trying to do everything we needed to do. He said, write this book. This book shows how much we care about you and invite Christians worldwide to join us on this journey to transform lives around the world. The title of this book has a twofold objective. First, to seek first the kingdom of God, as it says in Matthew 6:33, for a spiritual awakening to God. Second, 6:33 a.m. is a specific time which you, the Holy Spirit, is encouraging us to awaken to pray by yourself in the privacy of your own location and time zone. And join us on a Zoom Pacific time. Now, when I started this program, I was still driving from 4 o'clock in the morning to go into my office to be there. But at 6:30, I set up a point where I could shut down everything and just spend my quality time with the Lord. Everyone in my office respected that. Nobody bothered me. And I spent my time with God. Okay? I'm going to encourage you to set that time with God. Now, if you can't, you got to work around it some way. If the Holy Spirit leads you, that's fine. But there's some synergy when we're all praying together at 6:33. Okay. You ready for more challenging times ahead? As it says in Revelation, do you experience miracles frequently as part of your normal life? Can you help other people get miracles? Are you doing the necessary spiritual steps to obtain your miracles? Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. This is the book. Main focus. Seek first the kingdom of God. As you really do this, you'll see transformations in your lives. Other people will see transformations in your lives, and they'll be drawn toward God through you because you'll be having victories. Okay. Would you like more of all these things, of greater blessings added to you? Okay. Now, really after studying all 12 chapters, you will be experiencing much more exciting prayer results when you do what is recommended daily. When you hear from the Holy Spirit, you do what He tells you on a daily basis. You cannot fail. So, we had gotten the order from the Holy Spirit to write the book. And we were at crunch time. We had a timeline to get it finished so it could be published on time for Christmas. And it was all set up. We were running out of time. So we get a call from Deborah. Hi, you guys need help? What a blessing that was. Then we called Michael and Gwen over. And those three, on two separate occasions, worked 72 hours straight, taking just catnaps on the couch to get this book out. And it wouldn't be there without the support of people, of those three people who helped us, bless us so much at that. Then we sent it to Pastor Matthew for editing, and he checked things out. We had three editors double-checking everything where it went off the printers and so forth. And it was just a fantastic teamwork of events. Now, that's because we're a team together here at ABC, and we're here with you at ABC. When you have a challenge, we know about it. We'll work on it together as a team. And that's what makes victory. You go back to the Battle of Bulge, if we weren't working together as a team, they wouldn't have won. But they did. They coordinated things very well. They set up counterattacks against the Germans. They figured out what the Germans were going to do. The 101st Airborne had been trapped. They figured a plan to get them free. Why? Because they cared about everybody there. We care about everybody here at ABC. I know we're on the internet. It's not as much fun as it was when we were all touching hands and shaking hands and seeing everybody on a daily basis. But we're still a team. We're still supporting you. We're still here for every need that you have. And that's what makes this church very special. Because you can go to big churches and you can be lost. You can be 30,000 people there. Nobody knows who you are. We care about you. We're a very unique organization with multiple teachers giving out messages where every one of us cares about every person here. Now, the 633s have been seeing results through the prayer of agreement combined with the intercession and prayer of unity have greater victories. As we taught these successful strategies, insightful secrets, and powerful keys, which have been developed from the combination of our experience with the Holy Spirit taught us and from anointed teachings from our church. There is a combination here that is undefeatable. If we're with the Holy Spirit, we are undefeatable. But now the challenge is to manifest our victories quicker. Too many people have taken too long to get their victories. We're going to change that. Okay. ABC is 633. Psalm 63:1 says, early will I seek you, my soul thirsts for you. Psalm 5:3, my voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning I will direct it to you. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, but exhorting one another, more as you see the day approaching. The Holy Spirit gave us the word to gather and assemble the body of Christ, to pray together early in the morning at 6:33 a.m. It is of utmost importance, especially because things in our country, on the earth, are going through turbulent times with more to come. Okay. Now, F, the triple triumph of prayer method is more powerful. Like the three-stranded cord. You all heard of that. Intercession is one of the many powerful prayer methods. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit who helps in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Okay. When you're praying in your spiritual language, you are praying the perfect prayer. Because the Holy Spirit is leading that through you. Okay. The prayer of agreement is one of the powerful prayer methods. Matthew 18, 19 to 20. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. We're praying at 633, we're in agreement. That prayer of agreement, we pray that we agree with all scripturally appropriate 633ers prayers worldwide, has had huge breakthroughs. People have had challenges for decades. When we started praying this prayer over that challenge, they had breakthroughs in 30 days. This is amazing. Why? It's a concentrated effort of the Holy Spirit pushing on a specific area. Okay. The prayer of unity is one of many powerful prayer methods. Genesis 11:6. The Lord said, indeed, the people are one and they have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. When we're speaking together in unity, nothing can be stopped. Acts 1:14. These all continued in one accord, were in one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Romans 15:6. That ye may be of one mind and one mouth, glorify God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We do that every single day. We glorify God. We glorify Jesus. We glorify the Holy Spirit. And in doing so, we're having huge victories. If you can't come on board with us on Zoom, do it by yourself. We'll still stay in agreement with that. But the bottom line is, when you put all these prayers together, there is a force that the demons, devils, evil spirits cannot contend with. They don't know how to handle it. You know, military, they call it combined arms. The Germans call it the Blitzkrieg. That's where you combine the Air Force and the Army and the tank divisions to hit a certain point at a certain time and coordinated efforts. Well, that's basically what we're doing here against the demons, devils, evil spirits. We're hitting coordinated efforts against them, against us. And we come in together. We come in against them. We're having victories and victories and victories, and it's very exciting. Okay. Now, the triple triumph prayer method, to pray, affirm, and intercede. This is the three of these combined together. Titus 3 says, affirm constantly these things that are good and profitable. Now, Karen and I have done affirmations for years, and they've been great. Don't misunderstand me. But we combine them with this group prayer, with this unity. The power is exponential. Okay? So let's all agree together. We say our affirmations and prayers. And personal private prayers have more powerful, effective prayer results, victories, morning miracles, and increase in every area of our lives. Okay. Yeah. I would like to pray together, do some affirmations that will bless everybody here. I'm asking everybody to speak them out loud. I'm asking you to let the demons, devils, evil spirits know that we are a fine, well-trained, unified unit, and they don't stand a chance against us. So please repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit enables me to seek first the kingdom of God. Now, those who can, early at 6:33 a.m., affirm with me. In the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ. I decree that my mind, brain, body, memory recall, and cognitive functioning operate perfectly without any challenges. In the name of Jesus, I can make perfect decisions because I desire to hear the voice of my God clearly from my Heavenly Father, Jesus, my Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit, my guide. I am led by the Spirit of God. He helps me get free, set free from the snares of the devil. He helps me operate in the gifts of the Spirit. especially discerning of spirits. So I discern all deception and recognize when the evil one pretender tries to influence me with thought that seems like good ideas, but they're not God ideas. And I will not be tricked. I will not be scammed nor deceived in the name of Jesus. In addition, the Holy Spirit helps me operate the fruit of the Spirit and have a Christ-like behavior. I desire to operate in God's love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, humility, and self-control, so I can stay in the kingdom of God, sin-free, and full of God's power. In the name of Jesus, God has made the words of my mouth, meditations of my heart, and the thoughts of my mind pleasing to God. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus, and I receive God's healing, which saturates me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. In the name of Jesus, God has already supplied all of my needs and all of my riches according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God has already supplied these following needs. Now go ahead and name your own needs that you need to fill out. Okay. All right, repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God has not given me a spirit of fear. I am fearless and full of God's kind of power. His dunamis, dynamite, resurrection, lightning power inside of me eradicates all sickness and all challenges, because I'm submitted to God and His Word. The enemy flees from me. So all challenges flee from me now. In the name of Jesus. I also have a God's kind of faith, a perfect love, which casts out all fear. In the name of Jesus. I also have God's sound mind, which is a calm, well-disciplined, self-controlled, sound mind. In the name of Jesus, when I lie down, I will not be afraid. God has promised and caused me to have sweet, deep, uninterrupted, rejuvenated sleep. In the name of Jesus, my sleep is free of insomnia or sleep interruptions. In the name of Jesus, I will not have sleep deprivation. Now only have godly dreams. In the name of Jesus, in peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. In the name of Jesus, I decree that I am free of worry, concern, panic, anxiety, and stress, and I do not feel overwhelmed. In the name of Jesus, I rise before the dawning of the morning. I cry to you, God, for help, and I hope in your word. In the name of Jesus, God gives me victory in every area of my life. I have victory over We go ahead and name the Argentine victory over. Okay, now preparing nightly helps you be successful. Helps you successfully awaken early to connect with God and with the ABC Awaken 633 movement. This sets the tone for your day to be guided by the Holy Spirit to become more productive and have greater success in every area of your life. You've already studied how to physically awaken successfully in Chapter 1. You have more advanced teachings in the second of the six successful strategies to prepare for 633, Awaken Spiritually, found in Chapter 2. We pray you can join us on the next First Friday Monthly Book Club to awaken spiritually, advance to the next level in the kingdom of God, not only to receive your miracles, but become a miracle worker and bless others. So, just as the allies didn't quit, just as they pushed on to the mark of their high calling, we will do the same. This church and the members of this church are in a position to take strength of their God. They use take dominion over every area of their lives that are challenged. And in doing so, their victories will be a lighthouse to others who will come and join the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, praise God. All right, let's go on to communion now. So if you know these sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, thank you for cleansing me of all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1:9. Okay. 1 Corinthians 11:24, when you're given thanks, He, Jesus, broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this to call affectionately to remembrance, me to affectionately to remembrance. So to take our body right now, please repeat this after me. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to your table, thank you for you love the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son to come to earth, as a baby, to be the Son of Man, the sacrificial lamb, to redeem us. Jesus, we take this body, use the grace that gave for us. We remember you and all that you've done for us, all you continue to do for us. We thank you for it. Take this body in remembrance of Jesus right now. According to 1 Corinthians 11, verses 25 and 26. Similarly, when supper had ended, he took the cup, saying, the cup of the new covenant, ratified and established in your blood. As long as we drink it, we call God affectionately to remembrance. Every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we're representing and signifying and proclaiming the fact that the Lord's death until he comes again. Please repeat this prayer with me. Thank you, Lord, for the birth of Jesus. As we celebrate Christmas, because of the supernatural, miraculous birth of Jesus, the work of redemption was fulfilled at the cross. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we partake of the blood of Jesus that was payment for our redemption. Let's partake and drink of the Lord's cup in remembrance of him now. Okay, praise God. With our 20 affirmations, we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Everybody ready? We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. One more. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Praise God.